It's Skate Talk with Boomer and the Coach. I'm Boomer.
And I'm the Coach.
And I tell you what, Coach, we've been brought to you by Pinnacle Racing. Thank you so much, Jimmy Blair, and all the support that Pinnacle Racing is able to give us and the entire skating community. PinnacleRacing.com. He is so easy to find, to track down, and odds are, as we start talking about some of the great events that are upcoming, Coach, you'll be able to see Jimmy Blair and get yourself cast for your brand new skates.
Absolutely. And always go to the website and check out any new products that he may have available or ask questions. He's always available on Facebook or all the other ways that you can get a hold of him.
We're talking wheels, frames, of course, the best skates around, the best boots around. It's Jimmy Blair. Thank you so much. Pinnacle Racing, PinnacleRacing.com. We are coming right back on Skate Talk with Boomer and the Coach with Joe Hanna because we got big stuff to talk about. Skate Talk with Boomer and the Coach is proudly presented by Pinnacle Racing. Now is the perfect time to get into a new boot from Pinnacle Racing. I've been skating and racing on Pinnacle since 2008, and for me, there is no other choice. From the fit, the durability, the performance, the customer service, nothing beats a Pinnacle. Pinnacle boots are what's on the feet of our country's top skaters, and they can be on your feet too. So here's what you want to do. Check out PinnacleRacing.com. Reach out to Jimmy Blair. You can see all the options available from stock to custom. Jimmy can even send you a casting kit, or better yet, you look for Jimmy at a race or a skate meet. And trust me, he's a plenty of those. He's going to give you and your feet the attention you deserve. Plus, Jimmy is doing some incredible things with the look of the skates. He did Transformers-themed skates for me, and the possibilities are limitless for what he can do for you. I'm talking totally personalized skates. Once you're at PinnacleRacing.com and you see what he can do, I'm telling you, you're going to start drooling, okay? I already have like 5 ideas for what I want to do next. The equipment truly is important in skating. Get yourself the best. Inline boots, quad boots, cycling shoes, you name it, Jimmy Blair and Pinnacle Racing. PinnacleRacing.com. It's Skate Talk with Boomer and the Coach. I'm Boomer.
And I'm the Coach.
However you get the podcasts, check us out. It's very simple, very easy. You can just go to our Podomatic page. You can like us and follow us on there. You get notifications every time there is a new episode. All you have to do is search for Skate Talk with Boomer and the Coach. And we really want to thank Joe Hanna for joining us on this episode.
Yay!
All right. Thank you, guys. I appreciate you interviewing me and talking to me today. We're excited here from beautiful, sunny Florida.
We're a little jealous over that.
A lot.
We are up and down right now. So there's a good day, then there's a really bad day. And here's what I'm finding is that on all the good days, my schedule is totally jam-packed. Like from sunup to sundown until, 10 o'clock at night, no chance to go outside and skate on the good days. The bad days where it's 30 degrees with snow and 40-mile-an-hour winds, great, all the time in the world to go out.
Which is why I usually take my naps when it's 60 degrees out, see? So I'm sleeping, getting my rest ready to go, but then I can't skate the next day because it's too cold.
I know, it's ridiculous. So, Joe, we are extremely jealous of where you're at right now. I'm sure it's super, super nice.
Well, it's excellent down here. It's beautiful outside every day. We've been having some great weather, a little cool in the morning, nice and warm in the afternoon, then it gets cool again at night. Nice. So we're very excited about it.
And I really think that's why, with that kind of climate, that's why skaters are on their way for the Orlando Invitational. And really, we want to focus on that because springtime is great. There's so many great events. You can basically get to an event almost every weekend, and we encourage all of our skaters to get to as many events as you can.
I would say we're excited to host this event. We hosted it last year as the first World Cup. This is the second time. Fears, which is now World Skate, is not involved this year. They were involved last year. This year, it's on our own. Next year, they'll be back. It's every other year with us, they do. The meet is just an excellent meet for most of the old guys like us. We all remember the Orlando Classic as being one of the classic meets of the year. Always has been one of the largest. I mean, back in the day, it was as long as 7 days long.
Wow.
And I can remember 13 heats of senior men.
Wow.
So we're excited. We're getting ready. We're bringing it back. Last year we started it. This year we're bigger and better. Lots of excitement on it going on.
How many skaters are you estimating are going to be there this year?
Well, I'm hoping to get about 200 to 250. That's what our goal is this year. We're pushing. We're doing great things to get people here. In fact, we put out some really good incentives, such as we've told coaches, you bring 10 skaters, we're going to pay for your first night in your host hotel for free. We've told skaters that we've reduced the price. We put a flat rate for the regular skaters of $69. That covers all your events on the indoor side. pro skaters or world-class skaters are going to be $89. It covers all your events. All your relays are all included. So we're capping it off, making it a cheap price. We're also giving everybody a free T-shirt. You enter the meet, you get a free shirt already. So right away, we're giving you value in every which way we can do it. We've got great awards coming up. We've got some cool medals that we're giving out. People will always remember the medal they get last year. This year, it's going to be no different, bigger, better, as we always do it. So we're just excited. We've got great indoor, great outdoor lined up for everybody.
And I always remember, it's like you would go to an event, and yeah, you skate your division, and you get a handful of races. Oh, you want to do a relay? That's going to cost you a bit more. And it's nice to see, like, here's the fee, pay this, and you're getting everything. That's fantastic.
Yeah, a lot of events have went to that, and I really think it's a strong selling point because it encourages skaters to skate everything rather than look at it as a budget of, I'm only going to be able to skate a little bit here, I'm going to be able to do that, or I'm because of the finances. But it's a cheap enough price. It covers everything. So everybody's going to be encouraged to skate everything, basically. It's a great idea, and it's a great concept. Good job, Joe.
Well, we're trying to make it what we can. We're trying to give to the skaters. We're trying to give back to the skaters what we can. We've got incentives. The coolest thing I'm going to tell you about, because I'm really, really excited about this, and you guys are going to love this, we're doing a rat race. The rat race is a three-person relay. Mm-hmm. And we all know it's like a pursuit race where it's a three-person relay. One starts on one side, one starts on the other.
Okay.
The first team to catch the other one wins. There's going to be a time limit on it. We've got a time limit so it doesn't go too long.
Okay.
But what it is, what we're doing, is it's per team. So, for example, the Bell Speed team wants to put in their team. They will put together their best team, two guys and a girl, to go up against everybody else. And the other teams will all put together their three-person team. So it's going to go to the team. Then our prize, which we're coming together, I don't want to say it yet, but we're going to announce it real soon, is a really great prize. It's a big prize. That goes to the coach of that team. And in addition to that, we've got some super prizes, such as boots that we're going to give away to the coach to give to his skater. So we're trying to do something fun, something different. I think it's going to be really exciting to see because it's just going to be all-out speed, three-person relay, just going at it, trying to catch the other person.
I'm guessing, Boomer, this three-person pursuit race, I'm guessing the prize is going to be a three-wheeled trike.
That's what you think?
Oh, no. I got news for you. Let's put it this way. You're going to hear some beautiful music where you're going to go on this trip that we're going to put together for you.
Now, Joe, you don't have to confirm this. But is it or is it not a Ferrari?
Well, I'm not going to say.
Coach was chomping at the bit over there.
We're excited because Chris, our owner, really gets into things, and he loves doing big things, doing it big. And he wants to give away something really, really good. I mean, in fact, I had to even tone him down a bit. But I can promise you, I will be announcing it real soon. I don't want to say it yet because there's some things that we're trying to get, make sure it's correct. And we're going to give away a really nice prize to the coach of that team because nobody ever gives nothing to the coach.
Yeah,
so we're going to make sure the coaches get taken care of as well. That's why we're paying for their first night in their hotel if they bring us 10 skaters. We're trying to do things to make everybody happy. The skaters, I promise you, are going to be extremely happy this year. We've got beautiful weather. We've got beautiful facilities. We're excited. Our outdoor this year is here local in the Orlando area. It's a little bit north of the skating rink. It's about 20 minutes north of the skating rink. We're actually been working on it and setting it up to make it really cool out there. So we're looking forward to a lot of cool racing. I've got five people coming from China right now. I've got, I think, five or the six coming from Brazil again. So it's kind of nice to see the international people inquiring and wanting to come and do some indoor and outdoor with us. And I'm sure as the entries come in, we'll see more and more too.
Now, what are the outdoor events going to be? What are the different distances?
I don't have them right off the top of my head, but they're all the pretty much the same things we run for kind of an outdoor nationals type thing. I know we're doing a 100-meter drag. I will be doing a 500, or the one-lap race, rather. And we'll probably do it depends on the age groups, you know, how long the distances are. But for the world class, it's probably going to be I believe it's 1,000 and a 10K. So I think it's four races out
will
for the world
class. Will be a 10K a limb or a point?
I think they're going to do straight race on that.
Okay.
As of right now.
Okay.
I'm not sure what our meet director decided on that. She was deciding it with us. We're excited about that too. We have some really great referees. that are going to be here too. We've got our head referee, our chief referee is Alan Hughes from Nationals. We've also got Wayne Bowles from Nationals.
Okay.
We've also got Lynn Reeves from Nationals.
Mm-hmm.
Stephen Carter is going to be one of our referees.
Yeah.
So you got S. Dot on the floor with the black and white stripes. And then we've got a couple other people from here locally that are going to be involved as well, too.
Director.
So we're trying what we can to do to make it exciting.
Who was the meet director again?
The meet director is Tasha Hill, our meet director from Nationals.
Okay, very well.
I mean, this sounds like a fantastic event.
That's a world-class staff that they got.
Oh, yeah, without a doubt.
We're trying.
Yeah.
And the best part I'm enjoying, and I'm happy to see again, is our tabulator, is Tish Gorman is back.
Okay.
So we're bringing her from Albuquerque. She's coming all the way over here to join us.
Wow.
Because she's one of the best there is.
What's the dates of this?
The dates are going to be March 30th through April 1st. So the 30th and 31st will be indoor. The outdoor will be April 1st. Good old April Fool's Day, Easter Sunday.
So we've got a month basically to get everyone on down there then, to make those plans.
That's correct. And also just for the people like myself or Christian, we are going to have an Easter sunrise service out there. And we'll have an Easter egg hunt for the kids later on in the day out there. So we will be celebrating Easter at our meet.
Oh, wow. Very cool.
And that's what we've been talking about on a lot of the episodes of Skate Talk. We talk about ways that we can, you know, basically it's like, what can we do to make the sport better? Putting on an event like that, that's making the sport better right there, because that gets you excited. Just listening to that gets you excited.
Well, I think it sounds like this is not only appealing to the newer skaters as well as the intermediate, but the advanced. And giving the advanced skaters somewhere to go besides Nationals to actually get some solid competition and some fun racing in. And by throwing in that rat race, that sounds like totally amazing fun.
We're going to have fun with it. That's the whole idea. For those who've ever been to our meets, know that, you know, we take care of everybody out there. We have all kind of special parties. Now, here we go. You ready for this one? And this might give away a little bit of my prize for the coaches, but I'm going to keep it down again.
We got to keep talking.
Over the Saturday night of the meet, after indoors is done, Chris is throwing a huge luau outside. We're roasting a whole pig. We've got all kind of dancers and fire dancer stuff and all kind of other things he's doing.
Okay.
He's putting on a big luau that's going to be actually pretty well attended, because on Sunday we actually have an art competition, a large art competition at the skating rink as well. So we've got speed on Friday, Saturday, and then a huge art meet on Sunday. So he's invited both art and speed to join the luau.
Wow.
So I can tell you already, the art already has 187 entries already.
Wow.
And hearing you talk about this luau, I saw Boomer over there thinking, I'm going to have to break out my coconut brawl and head down.
That's what I'm talking about.
I have it on now, but that's just, that would go without saying. That is insane. I mean, that is how you do this.
Yes.
That right there, Joe, is how you do this.
Coach, it's free. That's the best part. They don't have to pay for nothing.
Nobody ever complained about free stuff.
That's what we do.
So, all right.
So that's why we're so excited, and that's why I was excited to talk to you, because I'm getting excited about it, because this is the first time that we've had a chance to really stretch our wings a little bit and say, this is what we can do. We want to give back. We want everyone to be happy when they come here. I want everybody next year to talk about this meet for the rest of the year. And that's what we're trying to do.
Now, Joe, as we want to get people down there, and I know there's going to be a lot of skaters, a lot of coaches that are really going to be interested as they hear this, and they're going to make their plans, where can people go to sign up, to get more info? Where can people go?
Sure. On Facebook, if you go on there, there's a page for the Orlando Classic on there. It's got everything on there, as well as if you shoot me an email through there or a text message through there, I'll be more than happy to send out a meet package to you right away. You'll get it immediately as soon as I know that you've written me. And I believe the forms and everything are on there as well, too. So they can actually get them right from Facebook on there.
So it's really easy to get a hold of you to find out information. And really,
most everybody knows me and how to get a hold of me, so you don't have to worry about that.
Yeah, I was going to say, it's not like you're hiding somewhere and only come out once a year. Everyone knows how to get a hold of you. And one of the best things, too, is travel to Orlando is really easy. It really is. There's so many cities with direct flights. Mm-hmm. It's a super easy city to get to, and it is a fantastic place to go.
I can tell you that he does not answer the tin can on the string phone. I tried to call him the other day on it. He did not answer, and I tried to send him some smoke signals with my bonfire. No answer. So those are two forms.
I saw it, but I knew it was you. I said, I'll talk to him tomorrow.
And Coach has been working on his semaphore as well, too. He's standing out there with all the flags. It looks a little awkward, but he might try and reach out to you that way,
too. Well, I am next to the airport.
Yes, exactly. So,
well, also, just so you guys know, and it's out there, our host hotel is the DoubleTree Orlando East, which is out by UCF, the same hotel we've used before. The hotel actually right now is so expensive if you try to go through that hotel. But for us, because of what we're doing, they gave us a price break down to $99. Right now, the average rate of that hotel, the cheapest rate they had on a discount was
$139. Wow.
And we've got it for $99, which the art team's going ballistic because they are paying $129.
Right.
And so we've got, but you've got to get your, I think it's March 15th is the cutoff on that. The deadline for the entries is March 15th as well. You know, make sure you get your rooms there because that's where it is. I'm going to be putting out a memo over the next day about more information on the meet, and that will include other hotels as well in the area. But I can assure you nothing is nicer than that DoubleTree. That DoubleTree, you can put a lot of people in the room, and just it's a great hotel. It's a beautiful location, and it's central to where you need to be.
And with that rate, too, you can't beat that.
No.
You really can. I would say grab it.
Not in Orlando.
No, not at all. So, yeah, get this booked and make your plans there. And just real quick, I want to talk a little bit about, to kind of just reiterate, the international competition that's going to be there. Because a lot of us, we never get a chance to skate against someone from another country, maybe Canada, if we're lucky. If it's a race that, you know, is we're kind of close to the border, you might skate with a Canadian skater when it's outdoors. But you actually have, you said, China and Brazil, correct?
We have some Chinese coming. They've written me. They're sending five people. There's six, I think, coming from Brazil. It's either five or six coming from Brazil. Of course, we always have our influx of Colombians and some Venezuelans that always show up, and, of course, our Cuban friends that show up. So we always got a little bit from around there. We're hoping to get a few more. You know, being Easter weekend, it's the same weekend as the three tracks in France. So a lot of the huge international competition is there, and we have to battle that. But we feel for the USA, Easter is the best weekend to put on this competition this year. Next year, we'll see because of the World Skate interference, you know, with them with us. We're in their budget for next year, so we're going to see what we do for that.
So any chance we might see some Olympians at this event?
I'm not going to confirm that. I've been told that there's from their sponsors that we do have a few coming.
Okay.
That they've told them that they'll take care of them to come.
Mm-hmm.
I know Chris is going, from our owner's point of view, is going to take care of them and has offered a lot to them, too.
Yeah.
As well as some other celebrities that you know of the past Olympic champions and world champions 50-something times. We've offered to them a certain offer.
Okay.
And a challenge as well. So we'll see. We'll see.
Okay.
Chris is crazy when it comes to this kind of stuff.
I love it.
And
well, you guys
and
are doing
he wants
big
something
things.
Exciting.
Well, I tell you what, sometimes we need crazy like that.
Yeah.
Sometimes we really do. And I think that's great, and I applaud that. And it sounds absolutely amazing. And you know the heavy hitters are going to be there as well, so that's nuts. Crazy.
Well, you know the Jarrett Poles, et cetera, are going to all be there. So we're going to have a heavy competition. World class at our – we just had a bank track race last weekend. And, you know, we had those guys out there for that too.
Mm-hmm.
And – you know, they're putting on a bank track race every month right now down at Fort Lauderdale.
Really?
Which
no
if
way.
I could tell you one more secret.
Uh-oh.
Coming up. Well, next year, if the stars are lined up and God willing, we will be featuring a bank track on property. We have a coded bank track going in. We've already put a deposit and a contract on the property next door. And Chris is going to build a coded bank track next to the rink.
Wow, okay, so we will see you as soon as that's done. We're planning a trip.
There you go.
That is absolutely amazing.
Wait a minute, Joe. It's as if it's not unfair enough that we have all these Olympians coming out of wheels from Florida skating on ice nevertheless. Now you guys are going to put a coated bank track for the skaters of Florida to be able to train on every day. Come on.
Well, the skaters of all the whole USA can come and train. Oh. We're open to everybody, but yeah, if you want to say that, yeah.
I like that. Well, I tell you what, I'm planning a trip down there at some point soon anyway, like kind of a little vacation getaway. The skates are coming. They've got to be there.
You can do podcasts anywhere.
Exactly.
Well, I can only say, and again, I hate sounding like I'm just bragging about our owner, but you know what? When you got somebody who supports speed and supports skating like he does, I have to thank him because, I mean, without him, we wouldn't have anything. He's putting out a lot of money to buy the property next door and to build this track.
Yeah.
We've gone to extremes to put this all together, and just as well as this meet last year, he spent a ton of money on the meet last year. He's spending a ton of it on it this year, too, as well. He's fronting everything. We don't have we didn't go even after major sponsors. He was doing it from himself, which we do have a few sponsors coming in right now that are putting in some money, but we'll talk about that another time. That's going to be on my announcements. So we're excited about it. And again, it's what we need. We need blood. We need people to get moving from the, USA Roller Sports point of view. You know, we need that motivation. And right now, I just spoke to Kevin yesterday with USA Roller Sports, and believe it or not, our numbers are up so good right now.
Really?
We're already above last year's numbers already, and we haven't even got the influx of people getting ready for regionals and all that stuff yet.
Nice.
So we're already above last year.
And that's what we like. We like growth in the sport. We like exciting things, and that's definitely what the Orlando Classic is. Joe, thank you so much for all the info.
Anytime.
And please continue to share. We'll be on the lookout for those announcements. We can even post them over on our Facebook page as well. And keep us in the loop on that that coated bank track, please.
Oh, you will know. You will definitely know. Thank you guys for interviewing me. Thank you for talking. And anything I can do with you guys, if you need me for anything, I'll be happy to talk anytime you need me to.
Thank you so much, Joe. We can't wait to see what happens. I feel so positive about skating after hearing all of this.
All right, man.
Sounds
thanks,
amazing.
Guys.
Yep, thank you. It's Skate Talk with Boomer and the Coach. Skate fast.
And turn left.